Good morning, anchor friends. This is your friend, Velma Hagar, with her book, Hidden Treasures in Secret Places. Don't forget that my book is on Amazon.com, and I have a wonderful hashtag that just says Hidden Treasures in Secret Places, and you can put that in, and I should come up. If you haven't got my book, you're going to love it. It is so filled with all kinds of, you know, it's encouraging, it's enlightening, it's upbeat. It's God's word put into today's world so you can apply it to our life today. And today we are going to talk about choices. You know, choices, if you don't make good choices today, you're going to have to live with them tomorrow. You know, every choice you make has a consequence. Whether it be a good consequence or a bad consequence. You are not going to get away with making a choice that's a bad choice and not have it come back to kick you in the butt. So your choices today are really important. And you know, God tells us, I lay before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life or blessings as well. So when you make good choices, you're choosing blessings in your life. And you know, every single choice you make should be a good choice. Always consider, you know, be intentional about your choices. Don't just flippantly make some dumb choice that it's going to come back on you and destroy things or hurt you in your life. Always think about your choices. And especially when you know this is really a major choice, make some decisions that, you know, I love it when you couple your heart with your head. You know, I always say, if you have a choice to make between your heart and your head, always go with your heart. Because your head, you don't always know. You know, logically, you can say, you know, I think I want this. This is how I picture it. But if your heart doesn't get involved, you're never going to enjoy the choice. So always use your heart. And if your heart or your gut feeling, too, because really, I think the gut and the head are symbolic. They're synonymous. They're the same thing, the heart and the gut. So your gut feeling is really important when you're making choices. Pay attention to what your gut says. I always say anybody that goes ahead of their heart and makes a choice based on intellect or just their head is really, really making a mistake. The only time you let your head get involved is like, let's say you fell madly in love with somebody, but your heart says they love you, you love them, but your head says, you know what, but they're an alcoholic or they're on drugs. It's okay then to let your heart be connected up with your head so that your head can stop you from doing dumb things. So real important. But choices, oh my gosh, I see young people make choices that I go, oh my gosh. You know, even the tattoos all over your body, you know, be intentional when you put those tattoos on. You put some dumb thing on there that later you're going to go try to get a job at a nice place, and here you got some dumb tattoo that doesn't fit in well. You know, make a decision when you do stuff like that. Don't stop and just do it. So choices are extremely important. And I honestly feel that that's one of the things I wish God wouldn't have given us the blessing of. I guess it's a blessing to make choices, because choices are what destroy and choices are what pump up and what make you succeed. So make good choices. Choose wisely. Let me just say again, choose wisely whenever you're getting into anything, especially important issues. Okay, you guys, this is Velma Hagar. Buy my book. And you know, you can join me on YouTube as well. I have over 150 vlogs out on YouTube, and they're really good. But until then, I am just going to bid you a blessed day. Bye.